This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
How does President Trump really feel about the idea of Democrats wanting to impeach him?
The word impeach, it's a dirty, filthy, disgusting word.
President Trump speaking to reporters outside the White House earlier this morning. Yesterday, after special counsel Robert Mueller made his first public comments since finishing his probe, he said, quote, "If we had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so in the report." President Trump says of Mueller,
"I think he is a total conflicted person. I think Mueller is a true never-Trumper. He's somebody that dislikes Donald Trump."
The president heading to Colorado to address graduates at the U.S. Air Force Academy. Severe weather expected again today from the Ohio Valley to Mid-Atlantic. Tornadoes could strike Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and New Jersey. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, guys. Ken here from Income Store. Did you know of the top 10 reasons an employee stays at a company for more than 2 years, the seventh reason is the pay or the salary? The first six reasons have nothing to do with money. Things like they feel part of a team. They know they belong, their voice is heard, they're respected. Also, employees go through five phases within a couple days to 6 months of any new position. Excitement, education, reality, doubt, then clarity. Did you know it's a manager's job to walk them to clarity as fast as possible? If you need to know these fundamental principles, If you need to know these fundamental principles, I can't say this. This is awesome. This is like a blooper roll. Hey, you know what? If you need tips and techniques like this to grow your business today, you got to check out door number one of Income Store. If you just need somebody to literally hold your hand and get you to the finish line, check out door number two of IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Unconfirmed reports are that a man who set himself on fire at the White House Ellipse yesterday has died of his injuries. President Trump says he plans to make a big announcement about the southern border soon. Speaking outside the White House, Trump said earlier this morning that it could happen today or tomorrow. He called it his, quote, biggest statement so far concerning the border, and he says it will focus on people coming into the United States illegally. He's also ripping U.S. asylum procedures, calling them ridiculous. It will be very difficult for Disney to continue filming in Georgia if a new restrictive abortion law takes effect, according to what CEO Bob Iger said in an interview with Reuters today, adding that many people will not want to work in that state after it passed a law that bans abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected. Disney filmed blockbusters Black Panther and Avengers Endgame in Georgia. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A U.S. trade dispute with China continues. U.S. soybean exports to China falling by more than 80% in about the past year. Don Swanson is a Iowa soybean farmer.
We would like these barriers to let this food get to where it needs to get. I mean, we've been in the business over 170 years to try to provide a safe, affordable, dependable food supply. And if we're below the cost of production more than 1 year in a row, that's going to be an issue.
Swanson speaking there to Fox News. The soybean exports are way down because China's imposed retaliatory tariffs and then switched to buying soybeans from Brazil and Argentina. Actor Ashton Kutcher of That 70s Show fame has given his testimony in a Los Angeles serial murder trial. A man named Michael Gargiulo is accused of killing a woman that Kutcher was set to go out with on a date in 2001. Yesterday on the stand, Kutcher said that on the night of the murder he was stopping by to pick up Ashley Ellerin, but she never answered the door, and that he left. Her body was discovered inside the apartment the next day. The tiniest baby to ever survive birth is heading home from the hospital. A San Diego hospital sharing details of the girl who weighed just 8.6 ounces when she was born in December. The baby, now up to 5 pounds, is going home with her parents. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
And don't forget, we also take a look at history as well. Okay, we got all the topics covered to make sure that you are most informed and up to date as to what's happening. Hey, welcome back. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you're so inclined, we always love to hear from you. You can drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Up next, we got the author of Chicago Heights. It's a part rags to riches story, part murder mystery, and part redemption tale. Charlie Hager is with us, and a little bit of his background. When Charlie was barely a teen, he was plucked from his rural West Virginia home by an uncle in the 60s and thrown into an underworld of money, cars, crime, and murder on the streets of Chicago Heights. Street smart and good with his hands, Charlie was accepted into the working life of a chauffeur and street tax collector, earning the moniker Little Joe College by notorious mob boss Albertoco. But when his childhood friend was gunned down by a hitman, Charlie found himself a bit player in the events surrounding the mysterious and yet unsolved murder of Mafia chief Sam Giancana. Charlie, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you. Good morning, and thanks for having me on.
Hey, great to have you here. Congratulations on Chicago Heights. Why did you feel you had to write this book?
Well, it was the injustice that was, you know, I served time in prison over a crime that I didn't do. Mm-hmm. And I felt that the only way I could really get even or, you know, tell my story was to write this book. And I was fortunate enough to get it finished and get it published. And
are you surprised? I mean, here it is. I mean, your book is a winner of the IHHS Best of Illinois History Award, for this year. Are you surprised that it's done so well and has been acknowledged as something exceptional?
I think any man would be surprised. You know, you hope for the best. And you hope it, you knock it out of the park.
Yes. Well, it's not necessarily that you write it to say, hey, I'm going to write this to win the IHS award, but you want to tell your story. But, when it all comes together and you go, wow, this is starting to resonate and people acknowledge your ability. I mean, who would have thought with your background and everything that you say, hey, I could be an award-winning author?
Yeah, correct. You know, it goes through your mind that, well, I'm going to spend the rest of my life in a prison cell, not write a book.
Right, right.
Or well, not go anywhere in life, but I was bound and determined that I wasn't going to stay in that cell, and I was going to find my freedom one way or the other. And I did, and I took it to the clouds.
Yeah. And Charlie, how long were you behind bars?
4 years and 8 months before they cut me loose.
Wow. And go ahead.
I'm sorry. That's because I pled the Fifth Amendment and refused to testify. I wasn't convicted of a murder or anything. I was put there and charged with a murder due to the fact that I wouldn't testify.
Wow, amazing. So there you were, put on ice, so to speak. But, I mean, this is a brutal chunk of ice to be put into. 4.5 years, you know, with your freedoms taken away, and you're going, this is unjust, and how frustrating that must have been for you, because, you know, people say that's the story of anybody that goes into jail, they're not guilty, right?
Well, that's true. You hear it from everyone, and getting back to what I want to say, it's, I guess it's the walk through hell, you know?
Yeah. Well, and people, unless you've been in that experience where your freedoms are taken away from you and you are locked in a cell, I mean, the mere idea of being in a cell, I have a tendency to be claustrophobic. And the idea that even getting close to that, you know, is mind-blowing to me. So I can only imagine what you endured.
I think it would blow anyone's mind. You know, you would have to be there to fully understand.
Yeah.
You know,
what got you through, Charlie?
As I look back, I have to give a lot of credit to my grandfather and a prison guard there, an Italian fellow that was a prison guard that, when I was locked up in solitary, brought me a testament.
Mm-hmm.
I had a blanket and a pair of shorts in January.
Mm.
And, you know, the pipes had burst and a lot of ice in the cell.
Right. Wow.
And, of course, I was a boxer, you know,
mm-hmm.
not a pro, but, and then I got on the boxing team, and then I had a lot of help from friends outside, especially a judge and a lawyer that went to bat for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess there was... the communication, making friends, believing in myself, and, you know, I just could not give up and wouldn't give up, and no matter how tough it got, I found a way to survive.
Charlie, solitary confinement, I mean, we hear this is the worst experience that anybody can go to. Why were you put in solitary confinement? You're incarcerated. You haven't, you know, they didn't convict you. They're basically, you know, just putting you on time out. But I mean, this seems pretty extreme to put you into solitary confinement when there hasn't been a conviction.
Well, here's the thing. I went to a supermax prison.
On top of that, you're in a supermax prison.
I was in a supermax, the old Moundsville prison, which was just tough as they come.
Mm-hmm.
Killing a month, stabbing every day, just about. And I got, you know, when you go in, they're going to test the new man. They're going to test the fish.
Right.
And, you know, you're either going to be a man or you're going to be a punk.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't going to be no punk, so I got in a lot of trouble the first 90 days. A lot of trouble, but I let them know quick who I was.
Right.
And I guess it helped me get through.
Right. So as a result of holding your ground and letting them know you're not going to be bullied, and that what we learn, I always say that we learn about bullies the first day in school in the sandbox at kindergarten. And if you don't stand up to the bullies, the rest of your educational career is doing what you can to avoid these bullies, because they'll torment you to no end, right?
That's correct. Mm. But, you know, you just put 100 bullies in there, or 200 bullies versus one or two, you know, and you can imagine how it goes. So,
well, it is hard for me to imagine what must have been going through your mind here, Charlie. Here it is, you're not convicted, you're in a maximum prison situation here, and you're just waiting time out and waiting on time to figure out, okay, I got to survive until hope upon hope, you finally get liberated and are reconnected with your freedoms.
Correct.
And you're counting on people, you know, some friends, and you said your attorney and a judge that was supporting you to get you through this. This is an incredible, riveting, true story, as we say, of the coming of age in the Chicago mob. Charlie Hager is our guest, plucked from his rural West Virginia home by an uncle in the 60s, as we mentioned earlier. His story will continue right here on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The truth. The whole truth. And nothing but the truth.
Attention, everyone. Everyone. This is an emergency broadcast. Please do not turn off your radio.
This is Bill Martinez live.
Just the way you like us, fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're talking with Charlie Hager, his compelling story, Chicago Heights, Little Joe College, the outfit and the fall of Sam Giancana. When we were talking with Charlie, he was taking us down memory lane here, and what an incredible memory and experience. Over 4 years in jail, a maximum prison cell, for exercising his Fifth Amendment right. He wasn't convicted, but he spends over 4 years in jail. Meanwhile, an attorney outside and a judge who has given him favor doing what they can to get him out. And this is quite a story of redemption as well. So, Charlie, after 4.5 years, what did you learn? What was the big takeaway for you from your experience in maximum prison?
Well, I guess the big takeaway was, if I'm explaining this right, I lost 4 sons. Mm-hmm. I lost a wife. I lost a business. Everything in my life was taken away from me. But once I got out and moved forward, I had a few dollars in reserve. I decided to, move forward and do something with my life. And first of all, I had to go back to Chicago and square up some things, which I did.
Mm-hmm.
And once I got that squared away, I decided that I would never, even if it meant death, I wouldn't stay in the rackets.
Mm-hmm.
I came back to West Virginia and actually got in the coal business. I actually own 3 coal mines.
Oh, uh-huh. Okay.
And I guess hard work, staying focused, probably brought me through the most of it.
Mm-hmm.
And helped me forget what had actually happened to me.
Right. What about your family? What's the status of your 4 boys?
We're not together as close as I would like.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I have 1 son here today, and I have 1 that's a minister in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a couple that's 1 in Phoenix, Arizona, and 1 in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
They love their father, but, it's not as close a relationship as I would like. But we do communicate, and they know I'm their father, and they know the circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
And, they're all men now. So.
Exactly. Well, they probably have understood in watching your life that you have the ability to be redeemed. And to write a new chapter. And it seems that what you learned, first of all, you had to take care of some things so that they weren't dragging you back. And, and once you were free out of jail, you wanted to be totally free. So you take care of the things in Chicago, you go on with your life, and I imagine you appreciate freedom probably more than many of us who have gone through the experience that you've gone through.
No one knows the meaning of it better than I do.
Yeah, no. I imagine. So for you, let's rewind now before and what got you in trouble and why you were accused of something that, didn't happen, although you probably might say they could have gotten me on other things, but the one particular thing that they were accusing you of, you were not guilty of. And so you pled the Fifth. To protect your position within the mob. But there must have been something. I mean, the crosshairs were on you for them to come after you so harshly and then to put you in a maximum prison even though they didn't convict you of anything.
Well, here's the thing. I was in the driver's seat of the car.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with a gentleman by the name of Robert Zizetti, which was a hitman for the Chicago Heights mob.
Mm-hmm.
A notorious hitman. And I rented him my home. We become friends. Albert Taco put us together. And I actually pulled him down, actually, to take a car to my brother. And then we started visiting the clubs, and then him and another fella got together. This is where this famous gun come from, the one that killed Giancana, as you'll see on the front of that book.
Right, exactly.
That gun right there was actually what set the wheels in motion that caused this murder.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying that this other gentleman ran out on him. So when Taco tells me to go back to West Virginia, get these guys together, get this settled, well, I thought it was settled. And after talks, after minutes, and then we pull over, and boy, he settled it.
Yeah.
He pumps three slugs in the back of the guy's head that he's been with that actually helped him in on the Giancana murder. You know, Duff actually did that murder. No matter what they say it's unsolved, or no matter what anyone says, Robert Zazzetti did that murder.
Mm-hmm. How do you know it was Robert Zazzetti?
Well, because I went back to his home, and we talked for 2 hours. That gun that you see on the front of that book, he bought that from a gentleman by the name of Dick Spry. I actually shot that gun, and Zazzetti had that gun. And that's the only reason why that I can say positively, other than what the conversation I had with Robert Zazzetti, it was that gun. That gun, it's the smoking gun, it's the proof.
Mm-hmm. Ballistically, it proves that this was the gun that killed Sam Giancana.
Without a shadow of a doubt. It tagged as the gun that killed Sam Giancana. And when Duff and I had this meeting, I had to go back and get permission from Taco and Nick DeAndre and a few others to have this meeting with Zazzetti because he was dying of cancer. I thought he was in prison. He wasn't. Of all things, he gets a pardon, he gets out.
Wow.
Medical pardon.
Oh, he gets a medical, okay, all right.
And then I go to his home, and, you know, I said, why? Why did you, you know, leave me like this? Why did you do this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, well, you did the time, I owe you. I'm going to tell you. And then he comes in with the Giancana story. And I thought, well, you know, am I going to believe this or am I not going to believe this? Well, deeper he got into the story, I said, well, you know, I know there was a gun, and I know there was a .22 that whacked him, and I didn't know it was that gun that whacked him. But then he tells me, and I said, Bob, how did you get in the house? He said, when Butch left, when Butch pulled out, they went up to the door, and Giancana just answered the door because I guess he thought it was Butch coming back.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And Giancana let him in himself, personally, let them in that house.
Mm-hmm.
And it went from there. And
why is it, do you think, that the police and the officials didn't want to accept who killed Sam Giancana?
Well, there was a lot of screw-ups on the police department there. You know, their story is that they followed a car out of there, which was a gardener, a guy that helped the gardener.
Mm-hmm.
And they followed that car. They thought Giancana was leaving that house.
Right.
In that car. They followed that car.
Mm.
And in that 30 or 40 minutes that they messed around, you know, these right. guys have free reign of what's going on.
Well, I'll tell you, we have to leave it there. We appreciate, Charlie, you coming on the show to talk about your book, Chicago Heights, Little Joe College, The Outfit, and The Fall of Sam Giancana. Thank you so much for being with us. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
How does President Trump really feel about the idea of Democrats wanting to impeach him?
The word impeach, it's a dirty, filthy, disgusting word.
President Trump speaking to reporters outside the White House earlier this morning. Yesterday, after special counsel Robert Mueller made his first public comments since finishing his probe, he said, quote, if we had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so in the report. President Trump says of Mueller,
I think he is a total conflicted person. I think Mueller is a true never-Trumper. He's somebody that dislikes Donald Trump.
The president heading to Colorado to address graduates at the U.S. Air Force Academy. Severe weather expected again today from the Ohio Valley to Mid-Atlantic. Tornadoes could strike Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and New Jersey. This is USA Radio News.
Aspen Dental is giving away free dental care to thousands of veterans, and with more on that is Dr. Anita Imawandi, a Director of Clinical Support and Charitable Giving. Thanks for coming on, Doctor. This is such a great program. Why do veterans, more than any other segment of the population, have the need for low-cost or free dental care?
Thank you for asking, and thanks for having me. For our veterans, our nation veterans, what we know is that for many of them, they're not eligible for dental benefits through the Veterans Administration, unless they're 100% disabled, have sustained a service-related injury to their mouth, or they were a prisoner of war. And so for our doctors at Aspen Dental, they wanted to do something about that, and that was in launching the Healthy Mouth Movement to help provide that necessary care for the veterans through programs like Day of Service. For more information, they can call 1-844-277-3646, or they can log on to healthymouthmovement.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Lou Euler is with us, founder, president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Hey, Lou, how are you, buddy?
I am doing well, and hope you had a good Memorial Day holiday and celebrated those troops that have kept America free.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, those that paid the ultimate sacrifice, the Gold Star families, over a million people, Lou, have sacrificed their lives for freedom's sake. And, if nothing else, we owe it to them, to their legacy, that they would love this country so much and so believe in our founding principles that they were willing to lay it all on the line. And this is what allows us to enjoy special days like this to remember really just how great this country is. And, I remind everybody, Lou, we come into, memorable holidays like this, that this is a good time to sit down and, read the Constitution. Refamiliarize yourself with the brilliance of the document, because when we are a government of, for, by, we the people, it commands us to be activated citizens and to know what this country is all about. We cannot blame it on schools not teaching history or civics anymore. The responsibility is the man and woman in the mirror.
You got it. That's what they laid their lives down for, is for us to be responsible. And you've outlined that responsibility.
Exactly. Well, Lou, the economy right now, there's some warning signs. We've been riding a pretty good wave here. And the Dems, sadly, have done everything they can to bring this president down, to take anything positive about our country, all for, you know, the sake of power, as Lindsey Graham said, that, you know, at the Kavanaugh hearings, you have such a lust for power. He says, I hope you don't get it. But that didn't stop them, and they are going full bore to do everything they can to work against the things that are to our advantage in compromising the president's position with China. I mean, I was saying to somebody else the other day, imagine if we had a little cooperation with the Democrats, if the USMCA was already settled between, you know, our agreement to update NAFTA between Canada and Mexico, Japan, if we were settled there with trade, how much easier would it be to accomplish China trade?
You're absolutely right. And, you know, a very, very important survey came out this last week that has to do with the economic growth that has grown from the Tax Reform and Tax Cut Act. It's the National Association of Manufacturers, which is the largest group of manufacturers, large and small, across the nation. And their survey, their so-called Outlook survey, confirmed that if we were to follow the lead of Biden and now of Kamala Harris and of Bill de Blasio and others who have announced for president and have said that they're going to repeal or cut back the tax reform, that would be deadly for our nation and for our people, and especially for the small manufacturers that have come to rely on the so-called pass-through portion of this legislation. And so the NAM and its survey and all the people it talks to confirm how important for America's future tax reform has become.
Well, we're living it, and the thing that is a bit of a challenge because of all the negative publicity, you know, brought to you by the mainstream media that is just, I mean, they hate Trump. Anything Trump, you know, put a red hat in front of them, and that's like a red cape in front of a bull, right?
Yeah, right.
They have just absolutely lost their skulls. But meanwhile, you know, everyday Americans, you know, they hear these reports in mainstream media, and they think, wow, what's going on here? You know, am I missing something? My wallet's fatter. I have more money in my pocket. I'm happier than I've been in a long time, but yet I'm told that I should be depressed and that we're losing somehow. And, I, some of them who want to ask that question and say, I don't know how I'm losing when it looks like I'm winning, it causes them to be nervous because of all the bad news that continues to come down the pike against our government.
That's right. And as you've said, there's this predisposition on the part of all of the progressives and self-identified socialists to just hack away at Trump, irrespective of the successes that he has provided for our nation, both in terms of tax policy and the negotiations for good trade deals. He is a negotiator. We should let him use his skills, talents, and lifelong success for the benefit of the nation and quit carping about all the and bitching about all
right.
of the nonsense. And let's play to his strength. And his strength is helping America.
Well, 2020 just around the corner, and the voters need to let the bureaucracy know loud and clear that they were not fooling in 2016, that they had made a decision, a definitive decision, to bring Donald Trump into the White House because things had to change. We could not continue in the manner in which we had been going. The misery index was off the roof. Unemployment, at an all-time high, poverty, more people on welfare, you know, than it seemed like forever. It was just a lot of bad news. And, you know, enter Donald Trump, even with all the resistance and everything, you imagine if we had any kind of cooperation, if people understood that we're in it here for, you know, Team America, not Team Democrats or Team Republicans, but Team America. Everyday Americans who sit at home, they're grinding this out, working their tails off, Lou, and happier than they've been in a long time. And the mainstream media, complicit with the Democratic Party and the deep state, are doing everything they can to upend this lawfully elected president.
No, that's absolutely absolutely right. And, you know, another recent report from CEI, Wayne Cruz and his team there in Washington, look at the cost to the average American family of the regulations, not the legislation, but the regulations that the deep state bureaucracy cranks out. Mm-hmm. And it is catastrophic, the thousands of dollars per year that families are bearing in the costs of government regulation. And that's an area where Trump is working very hard, very aggressively, with a good, solid team in the White House to carve that back and cut down the total cost of government. We've got to bring that back to a level that is manageable by American families.
Without a doubt. You know, an American family has been carrying the weight of this. We're at $22 trillion and counting in debt because of the bloated bureaucracy. And, you know, it's going to require some nerve. It's going to require people outside of the Beltway. We keep looking to these elected officials that we send to D.C. Every year. Some cases every 2 years, every 6 years, and we look to them, hope upon hope, that they would actually do the people's work. And, you know, go figure, a non-politician, a gazillionaire businessman out of New York is the one who's setting the example and leading the way. And we can only hope, Lou. And again, this is why it is commensurate. The pressure is on the body, the electorate, to demonstrate and to send a very strong message to the bureaucracy that we're serious. We want smaller government. We want lower taxes. We want effective government that's about the people's business and the people's interests, not their political interests.
Absolutely. And we got to look straight in the eye at the so-called claims of climate change and green future of all these renewables, et cetera, that would break the back of America and average families in their cost of living. So we have to be very, very careful. And this administration is leading the way to protect us in that regard.
Well, the American dream and liberty is a fight worth having. And ladies and gentlemen, this is your country, and you've got to fight for it. The you know, the bureaucracy, the deep state has had their way for so long, and much the same way like China. They're not going to give it up easy, so prepare yourself. Lou, where can people go for more information?
They can go to limittaxes.org, and we're happy to have them join us in this fight.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now, you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Bobby Charles is joining us. Bobby is with AMAC, and we're going to be talking about the border wall and why it is an issue for America's seniors. You know, Bobby, a lot of people, when they think of the border wall, they say, well, why would seniors be impacted by this?
Yeah, it's a great question, and in a way, I think AMAC, of course, which is the conservative alternative to AARP, it's really, it's got all its own benefits, but the gist of this discovery, in a way, and it was a series of surveys that produced the sort of recognition, is that I think the generation that's 50 years and older, and I am, is very patriotic. I think they remember, many of them, including me, were raised in the spirit of or in the shadow of the World War II generation.
Mm-hmm.
I think sovereignty, national security, a sense of citizenship having duties and civic duties that go along with civil rights, they all mean a lot to that generation, and the data definitely show that. I mean, there was just a survey released last month by Harris that indicates that 50% of those over 65 favor the building of the border wall, which is incidentally twice the number of millennials, or twice those that are in the age range of 18 to 29. And it's in many ways not surprising. That demographic the older American demographic has a lot of veterans. It has a lot of people that have made sacrifices for this country. And if they didn't personally, you know, end up at Normandy or somewhere in one of the theaters in World War II or Korea, or Vietnam, they remember the sacrifices that were.
Well, they had friends or family that did, Bobby.
Absolutely
right.
Right. And so,
right.
Exactly. And I think that really, in many ways, explains the difference. Older Americans care deeply about this country, and you know, whether it's standing for the flag or building the wall. I think they feel that, and this is really, you know, it's interesting. People have said, so what does AMAC represent? And I, of course, there are benefits just like AARP and all the rest of it. But the truth be told, it represents a stand in a way for America that we who are a little bit older, maybe have the benefit of having, you know, seen everything from man walking on the moon to the sacrifices that come from service and wartime preservation of sovereignty. We look at the border and we say, you know what, if we don't have a border, then we don't have a country.
Without
a
doubt.
So we're going to do everything in our power to secure this country. And that really, in many ways, you know, it's just, to me, I think it's logical, but it's not something I thought of right away. I think that we just happen to have a special love for the country.
Exactly. Well, Bobby, I can tell you, I remember back in the early days talking with Dan Weber and AMAC, you know, 100,000, 200,000, it's continued to increase as more and more people are realizing that it isn't AARP instinctively, that there is a conservative element that's looking out for your best interests. These are the mature Americans, and now you're up to, what, almost 2 million members strong now, huh?
That's exactly right. That's
awesome.
Right. And, you know, I think a lot of this is the recognition that it's like the old Edmund Burke quote, that all it takes for evil to prevail is for good people to do nothing. And all it takes for, you know, whether it's socialism or some drift toward disinterest and not caring about standing up for certain fundamental elements, whether it's, you know, preservation of the border or the First Amendment or the Second Amendment or the Fourth or the Sixth Amendments. If you don't stand up, if you don't say, in my time, I will be equal to my time, I will join organizations and be part of things that help to preserve this country, then essentially, you know, the boat drifts off the pier.
Right. And it's also subtle. And most people, especially, you know, we're talking most Americans, maybe what some politicians would declare as flyover country or the deplorables or the inconsequentials, the meaningless, you know, we live life working hard, you know, for our families, and we think that most people are reasonable. We don't think that they're up to anything diabolical. But here we are, like that age-old story, you know, getting cooked alive because we thought people were looking out for our better interests. I mean, who wouldn't want the American experiment to continue? You know, it just seems so, you know, so commonsensical, it just seems so reasonable, and then you wake up one day and you go, wait a minute, there is a diabolical force, you know, operating within our government that wants to do us harm, and people are,
you know,
waking up.
You're so right, Bill, and I think sometimes people don't realize that an extra pebble at one end of the seesaw, one way or the other, can tip everything. And so what you have is, you know, the data is the part that I find fascinating. Just 32% of millennials believe that America is the greatest country in the world, but 64% of those who are older believe that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, by contrast, again, 90%+ of those who are baby boomers or silent generation are very patriotic. That's how they describe themselves, and less than 70% of millennials. And so what you end up with is a few activists who push things, push a message that is contrary to the preservation of tradition, the preservation of those rock solid values that brought us to where we are. I always tell my kids, and I say this to, I think I commiserate with other AMAC members, and, you know, again, as you say, there are almost 2 million now nationwide, and they're very active in a nonpartisan way, but they're very active in pushing these values. I tell my kids, America is not an accident. This didn't happen just overnight. What you wake up to is not something that was necessarily going to happen. It's the product of risk-taking and failures and resilience and sacrifice. And I think this older generation and many of the members of AMAC sort of intuitively understand that because they lived through much of that sacrifice. And that's why they stand up for things like the border.
Well, they lived through times when it was tested, and the fact of the matter is every day this ideal is tested because there are forces not only within the country but especially within the country that people need to wake up to that are antithetical. They do not want the great American experiment to continue. They think it's run its course in time. They resent the fact that we have a president right now looking out for us and that, didn't listen to the previous administration that said the GDP was going to be pretty well topped off at about 2%. That's all we could look forward to. And here we are at 3.2%. Regulation Nation has been, kicked out of the way. People are dreaming big dreams again. They're back to work making more money than they've ever made. All-time lows in just about every demographic, which is absolutely freaking out. The partisans that say, the only way that we're going to win in 2020 is by impeaching the president. But meanwhile, we're wasting time. And this is what, the older generation understands, is that time is precious. And right now, we need to make hay while the sun is shining. And we're losing opportunity, whether it's with, sealing a trade deal with China or, closing everything, wrapping up everything with the USMCA, Japan trade agreement with them. I mean, this is all going to be for the betterment. Our GDP will go through the roof if we get this. But it's quite disturbing and frustrating for those of us that look at the government, the way it's operating today, at a time when we should be, really being progressive and moving things forward on behalf of the American people. And because of partisan bickering in politics, they've decided to stick their heels in the mud. And here we are. We're going to be locked down for the next year and a half, wasting time.
Yeah, it's everything you just described is true. It's sort of progress in an affirmative sort of Reagan-like way on every front. Actually, in some ways, accelerating, particularly in the economy, faster than we even did during the Reagan era. And I worked in his White House. Mm-hmm. But you end up backing up two steps, and you realize a lot of this data gets lost. And one of the great things about AMAC is on their website, as well as the monthly magazine, the quarterly magazine they put out. It is you get all of the data so that you can have a conversation with a neighbor and say, here are the hard facts, and they're pretty compelling.
Right.
And I think we live in a time of compelling facts, but the media and others, the more mainstream sort of liberal-leaning media tends to obfuscate facts with emotion, and they misguide us. And that's why groups like AMAC are so really, I think, important.
And the thing is, you want to have a constructive conversation with your neighbor or maybe family member and that sort of thing. I mean, this data is there to help you. It's not to weaponize you so that you can go and start leaving people lying in the wake. You want everybody to survive, but we need everybody's opinion and perspective involved in this conversation so that we can get this country back on track. For example, Bobby, you write that according to one estimate, building the wall and getting back to the wall, it would save taxpayers nearly $64 billion. I mean, how can Democrats deny that reality?
I think in my own personal perspective, I think that a lot of the Democrats that are at the national level are caught in a bit of a trap of their own making. My own perspective is that they put an awful lot of eggs in the basket of condemning the president. And when, despite recent events yesterday, when Mueller, basically that report could not find after thousands of witnesses and documents being presented to him, they could not find in $35 million worth of American taxpayer money, they couldn't find anything.
Mm-hmm.
The end game was, gosh, what do we do now? And the irony in all that is that against those headwinds, this president has produced the lowest unemployment in every demographic in more than 50 years. He's
exactly
3.2 GDP. At one point, several months last year, it was in the 4% range. So what does that mean? It means that teachers, let's say pensions and union pensions, are all rising with the market. It means that people are coming off the benches to be part of the employment world that were sitting outside the labor force. So, I think one of the things AMAC does is it really is very fact-based. What it does is it reinforces the reality that older Americans see, and that many other people don't see. And I
think
that it's a wonderful thing when you have the voice, the free speech to say that, and I hope we can preserve that.
Exactly. Well, Bobby, as we wrap things up, we've got about 15 seconds left here. Where can the folks go for more information if they want to get involved and sign up and be one of the active members of AMAC?
I think literally if you just go online and punch in AMAC or AMAC.com, you'll come up to the website and you'll see a combination of great writing and how.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe.